17 minutes to 10. Let's be serious now, because we talk about your financial health, and we always like to then talk about your physical health. And we're going to talk about coronary bypass surgery. Our friends and commercial partners at the Sydney Adventist Hospital, they are a magnificent institution. They're harnessing the latest scientific advancements in health while giving you the attention, respect and care you deserve. That's whole person healthcare. Does give us access to some of their great professionals there. So heart disease, we know 1 in 4 deaths as a result of some form of heart disease. We're getting better and better at treating it. 2% of Australians currently living with coronary heart disease. Extreme cases, of course, require surgery. And so you often hear about the heart bypass, the coronary artery bypass. People I've known have told me that they get really tired and worn out, and they feel really, and then the transformation is quite remarkable when they have a coronary bypass. So let's find out all about it. Dr. Martin Misfield is a cardiothoracic surgeon at the SAN, Sydney Adventist Hospital. I spoke with him about this earlier this evening.
Good evening.
Am I right? Do you have people who feel tired and they're struggling a bit, and that this can be transformative, can't it?
Yeah, that's correct. So this kind of underlying disease can mimic a couple of symptoms. I'm feeling tired, fatigue, and can lead to this kind of heart disease, which then requires bypass surgery.
All right. So what people do need it? Because obviously there's a whole lot of different treatments. What do you need to be happening in and around your heart for you to need the bypass surgery?
Yeah, so basically we have three options to treat the heart. If the coronary arteries, so these arteries supply the heart with blood, are stenosed or they have shown narrowing. So either medical treatment or a stent or a bypass surgery. And there are clear indications given by the European American guidelines when a bypass surgery or a stent is required. Yeah. And this usually is attributed to the number of arteries affected.
And I'm assuming that the more severe is the bypass.
Not necessarily. It's always an individual decision. So we have to take into account all the other comorbidities, diseases the patient has. If she's very frail, obviously, then less invasive stent would be more favorable compared to bypass surgery, which can have some impact. But again, clear indications for bypass surgery. Yeah.
Can you give us lay people a simple explanation of what you actually do, what the bypass means, what you're bypassing?
Yeah. When the coronary arteries have narrowings, we bypass it with the either artery, which is harvested from the patient's own side, either an artery which runs at the inside of the left chest or right chest, or from the lower arm, or even a vein graft from the lower or upper leg. And then we bypass this narrowing by connecting this graft after this narrowing to the coronary artery, and then also have the inflow into this graft either from the big aorta or from another artery.
Yeah, and I know that a lot of surgery these days doesn't require the body to be opened up, to put it that way, to put it bluntly, but does this have to be done with open heart surgery?
Generally spoken, yes. So in the majority of cases, we would perform what we call a sternotomy. So we open the chest in the midline. There are some operations where we can enter the chest through a small incision from the left side, but then usually only one coronary artery is affected.
Yeah.
But in the majority of cases, if 2 or 3 arteries are affected, we have to open the chest.
Yeah. And while it's happening, does the heart stop? Do you have to have a machine to take over, the heart-lung machines?
Not necessarily. There are two basic techniques or principles of performing bypass surgery, either with the help of a heart-lung machine where we have to arrest the heart, or we can also perform it, which is the technique I prefer, on the beating heart without touching the aorta.
And how long does it take from start to finish for you?
For me personally, it depends on the number of anastomosis or connections I have to perform, the number of grafts and the type of graft. Usually I would say something between 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, 3 to 4 hours. I've always fascinated also by people who perform surgery. A lot of it's robotic these days. I'm assuming you still do it by hand, do you?
Yeah, I do it by hand, but beating heart. So I use special instruments and tools to stabilize the area where I perform the connection between the bypass graft and the coronary arteries while the heart is beating.
Yeah, and you'd have good hand-eye coordination, I suppose, and over that four-hour period, you'd have to be quite intense concentration, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, it's like a craftsmanship kind of work I do. So I've done this now for more than 30 years. So with time, you become more routine in these kind of procedures. But it's basically like a carpenter. You know, we work with our hands, and we have done this for many, many years.
Yeah, and you say you've been doing it for decades. Is there something that's fundamentally changed? Because we know with most medical procedures, we learn more, we do things more effectively. Is this something that has changed or improved in terms of what you can do?
So myself, I was trained as a bypass surgeon with using the heart-lung machine, stopping arresting the heart, and I switched to beating heart because I'm convinced this is the better technique. We use now more arterial graft these days. In the past, we used to use more vein graft, and this is one part, but the other part is also which has tremendously improved is patients' care after surgery on ICU and the normal ward, and medication and taking care of all the risk factors.
Yeah, that was my next question about the recovery process. You've covered some of that, all the things that happen post-operation. Obviously, much more sophisticated. You've learned more as the years have gone on.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, specialized people on ICU and on the ward to take care of these patients. And then even after the patient are discharged from hospital in rehab facilities, you know, these colleagues know how to treat these patients and prevent further increase or further deterioration of this underlying disease.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, like a lot, if people get some symptoms, we tend to ignore this stuff and not go to the doctor. The earlier you can catch it, I guess the better it's going to be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If someone experienced some sort of chest pain, it's usually chest pain which is not very well localized. Mm-hmm. It's more diffuse, like a heavy weight is lying on the chest or sudden shortness of breath. Or she should immediately see a doctor, better earlier than late, because you don't want to miss any time the heart is not perfused with blood. It counts the time from onset of symptoms to getting blood again into the heart.
Yeah, and I guess recommendations on how to keep your heart healthy and reduce the risk, you'd probably like everyone to be doing that.
Yeah, absolutely, easy things we all can do. It's everyone knows probably Mediterranean food, a lot of vegetables, fish and fruits, but also being active. And this doesn't mean being active at young age, also older age. So some sort of cardiovascular training, walking, demanding walking, but also light weight lifting, even for elderly people is advisable. And then especially if the patient has risk factors, these needs to be controlled either by the patient itself or with the help of the GP.
The weight work and resistance work for older people, that's really starting to come to the fore, isn't it, in terms of what we learn about it and the impact it has on people's health?
Yeah, absolutely. So even elderly people should go to the gym and start doing weight lifting in a light form,
but
also
smaller ones,
coordination
and
these kind of things become more important.
Yeah. Look, I appreciate your time tonight. I thank you so much. Very interesting. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. There is Dr. Martin Misfeld. He's a cardiothoracic surgeon at Sydney Adventist Hospital, the SAN, on the heart bypass surgery. I know many of you might know about this and your lives would have been transformed based on what he said and what I understand as well. 8 minutes to 10 now. Cardiology 5.